Islamic State fighter got medical treatment in Sweden, then returned to fight. By Chris Tomlinson on March 3, 2019. Islamic State fighter Khalid Sha'adeh is said to have not only returned to Sweden from the Middle East for medical treatment, but was able to return to the battlefield afterwards. The 28-year-old is one regarded as a particular threat to Sweden should he return to the Scandinavian country yet again, Expressen reports. Sha'adeh went to fight for the Islamic State in Syria. But the ISIS fighter returned to Sweden after being injured in the shoulder during a battle, according to his father. After coming back to Sweden, Sha'adeh's injury was treated by Swedish medical professionals, after which he once again departed the country and headed back to Islamic State-controlled territory to fight for the terror group. Thomas Linden, chairman of the Medical Association's Ethics and Responsibility Council, defended the medical treatment given to the Islamic State radical, saying, "We provide care to the poor and the rich. We provide care to murderers who are in prison. If it is so that you should punish people, then other bodies in society may do so. Healthcare should not be part of the punishment apparatus," he claimed. The case is not the first time an Islamic State fighter has received medical treatment in a country outside of ISIS-held territory. In 2015, a Turkish citizen who became an Islamic State commander received treatment in Turkey after being wounded in battle. Sweden, like many other countries in Europe, is currently facing the possibility of Islamic State members returning to the country now Western and Russian-backed forces in the region have largely destroyed the group's physical caliphate. Some Islamic State fighters have already returned to Sweden. According to the Swedish Security Service, SEPO, 150 or so ISIS fighters are back in the country. Earlier this week it was claimed that some returned fighters in the heavily migrant-populated city of Malmö had also been recruiting for the terror group in so-called basement mosques. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.